Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
I remember talking to you last week. You were going to sort of take your time with the game plan from an install perspective. Pretty much by Wednesday night, say to Thursday, everything was in the game plan, ready to go for the game?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Kind of reviewing there Thursday and Friday. We got a good chunk of it in Foxborough, and then once we got down here, we were able to clean up some situations. And again, this is a team that we didn't know very well, so going back through it the second time on some of these things has been helpful.
Speaking of a team you don't know very well, there are two gentlemen that had their hands in the blueprint, Dimitrov and Pioli. You know, we know the history there. Are you impressed with the way the Falcons have been built?
Well, of course, both Scott and Thomas did a great job for me, but they've done an excellent job here. This is a team that a couple years ago, when Dan Quinn came in, kind of took me a year to get things going, and now in the second year, best team in the NFC, and very explosive team. They've got a lot of talented players, so I'm not sure exactly who all's done what, but certainly the combination of the head coach, general manager, personnel director, all coming together and putting together a great football team. They've done an excellent job.
Proud of those guys?
Yeah, of course. Well, hopefully not a humpy Sunday night, but...
Looking at their offense, and as you stated, you studied a lot of film. Now you know a lot about their team. Played a lot of regular season games, 16, two playoff games. Will this be the best offense you've seen to date all year long?
Without question. Yeah, without question. They're very well coached. They don't turn the ball over. They don't make many mistakes. There's not many penalties, not many negative plays. So they're always moving the ball forward. They're good on third down. They're good in the red area. They're good in situations. So good coaching, good fundamentals, good players, explosive players. They do a lot of things well. We're going to have to play great team defense. No one guy is going to stop this offense.
When it's all said and done, it really is just a football game. But you spend so much time that day. Have you talked to your team about the preparation going in, the six-hour pregame, how long halftime is, the distractions, and the enormity of just the pomp and circumstance of it?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big part of the game. It's just the pace of the day, and it's a little bit different than the other games that we play. It just is. So we've definitely talked about that, and some of our players have experienced it, some haven't, but we've tried to educate them the best we can as to what it's going to be like so that they can do a good job in their physical and, I would say, mental and emotional preparation for the game. You want to peak at the right time, and that's not an hour before the game. It's when the ball's kicked off, so hopefully we can get everybody to that point.
There's going to be a lot of time later on to discuss history. Your 10th Super Bowl, your 7th as the head coach of this football team. Does the honor and prestige of it ever seem to get old for you?
Well, I mean, it's very humbling. You know, there's 32 teams trying to get here, and only two are here, and it's a very competitive league, and it's tough, but I've been very fortunate. I'm in a great organization. Mr. Kraft and his family have been very supportive. They have a great staff, and we have a lot of great players, and we've had great players, you know, for the last 15 years, and I've been very fortunate to be in this situation. And but it's humbling, but it's very exciting, and it's the thrill of the highest level of competition. That's what it's all about. You coach in this game, and it's great to have that opportunity.
Well, it's been a pleasure to do this once every week throughout the season. Hopefully we get a chance to do it next week. Coach, good luck tomorrow night in Super Bowl 51.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. All right.